Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode here on Talking with Cannabis. Today, we are going to be doing a Halloween-themed episode for you guys. It is the middle of October. I know that I'm a little behind, but this year we decided not to do 31 days of Halloween, so this is our first episode of Halloween. We'll probably do like 7 episodes, like a week's worth. So welcome to our first episode of Halloween of the year 2022. And it's going to be a fun one. We're going to be telling some spooky stories. I think I have like 5 for you guys. So go ahead and grab your stuff for your session or a beverage and some snacks. Curl up in a blanket, whatever you want to do. And we're going to tell some spooky stories while getting very lit and very spooked. So if you're in for this one, go ahead and get comfortable. Okay, let's go ahead and pull up our first story, which is The Yellow Ribbon. Let's see. Jane wore a yellow ribbon around her neck every day, and I mean every day, rain or shine, whether it matched her outfit or not. It annoyed her best friend, Johnny, after a while. He was her next-door neighbor and had known Jane since she was 3. When he was young, he had barely noticed the yellow ribbon, but now they were in high school together, it bothered him. "Why do you wear that yellow ribbon around your neck, Jane?" he asked her every day, but she wouldn't tell him. Still, in spite of this aggravation, Johnny thought she was cute. He asked her to the soda shop for an ice cream sundae, then he asked her to watch him play in the football game. Then he started seeing her home. And come the spring, he asked her to the dance. Jane always said yes when he asked her out, and she always wore a yellow dress to match the ribbon around her neck. It finally occurred to Johnny that he and Jane were going steady, and he still didn't know why she wore the yellow ribbon around her neck. So he asked her about it yet again, and yet again she did not tell him. "Maybe someday I'll tell you about it," she replied. Someday, that answer annoyed Johnny, but he shrugged it off because Jane was so cute and fun to be with. Well, time flew past, and as it has a habit of doing, and one day Johnny proposed to Jane and was accepted. They planned a big wedding, and Jane hinted that she might tell him about the yellow ribbon around her neck on their wedding day, but somehow, what with the preparations of his beautiful bride and the lovely reception, Johnny never got around to asking Jane about it. And when he did remember, she got a bit teary-eyed and said, "We are so happy together. What difference does it make?" And Johnny decided she was right. Johnny and Jane raised a family of 4 with the usual ups and downs, laughter and tears. When their golden anniversary rolled around, Johnny once again asked Jane about the yellow ribbon around her neck. It was the first time he'd brought it up since the week after their wedding. Whenever their children asked him about it, he'd always hushed him. And somehow none of the kids had dared ask their mother. Jane gave Johnny a sad look and said, "Johnny, you've waited this long, you could wait a while longer." And Johnny agreed. It was not until Jane was on her deathbed a year later that Johnny, seeing his last chance slip away, asked Jane one final time about the yellow ribbon she wore around her neck. She shook her head a bit at his persistence, and then she said with a sad smile, "Okay, Johnny, you can go ahead and untie it." With shaking hands, Johnny fumbled for the knot and untied the yellow ribbon around his wife's neck. And Jane's head fell off. Wow. That was quite an interesting story, like the ending of it. It's just, it's funny because, you know, they paint out this whole marriage and this whole life, right? And then at the end, they kind of just slap you with boom, her head fell off. I thought that was very fun. That was a fun one. I enjoyed it. Let me know what you guys thought of that story. We have 4 more to go, so we're going to take another puff break here. You guys can join me if you'd like, or take care of maybe other things that you need to do while we're taking this break, and then we're going to go ahead and continue. So hopefully you're enjoying it so far. I'm sorry if it is a little boring. You know, my co-host, he works another job, so he is also very busy, as am I. I have the caretaking job, so I'm just glad that I found time for this today. But yeah, let me know what you guys thought, and thanks for sticking around. We're gonna go ahead and jump into the next one. And hopefully this one is a little more spooky. I think the spookiness, or like the scary scale kind of goes up with each story. So this will be really fun. Okay, here's our next story, which is the keyhole, or keyhole, but yeah, that's what it's called. A man went to a hotel and walked up to the front desk to check in. The woman at the desk gave him his key and told him that on the way to his room, there was a door with no number that was locked and no one was allowed in there. Especially, no one should look inside the room under any circumstances. So he followed the instructions of the woman at the front desk, going straight to his room and going to bed. The next night, his curiosity would not leave him alone about the room with no number on the door. He walked down the hall to the door and tried the handle. Sure enough, it was locked. He bent down and looked through the wide keyhole. Cold air passed through it, chilling his eye. What he saw was a hotel bedroom like his, and in the corner was a woman whose skin was completely white. She was leaning her head against the wall, facing away from the door. He stared in confusion for a while. He almost knocked on the door out of curiosity, but decided not to. He crept away from the door and walked back to his room. The next day, he returned to the door and looked through the keyhole. This time, all he saw was red. He couldn't make anything out besides a distinct red color. Perhaps the inhabitants of the room knew he was spying the night before and had blocked the keyhole with something red. At this point, he decided to consult the woman at the front desk for more information. She sighed and said, "Did you look through the keyhole?" The man told her that he had, and she said, "Well, I might as well tell you the story. A long time ago, a man murdered his wife in that room, and her ghost haunts it. But these people were not ordinary. They were white all over, except for their eyes, which were red." Ooh, that was spooky. That was a good one. That means that, the wife was looking into the keyhole at him when he was looking the second time. Oh, that gave me chills. That was a good one. Okay, let me know what you thought of that one, and we're gonna move on to the third story. Okay, we're on to our third story now. This one is called Vanishing Hitchhiker. A boy and his friend were in on their way to a dance, driving down a lonely country road. They saw a young girl standing at the side of the road with her thumb out. The boys stopped to ask her if she'd like a ride. She asked them if they'd take her home, but they told her they were on their way to a dance. They asked the girl if she'd like to come too, and she accepted their invitation. So they all got in the car, and she sat in the back seat. It was a very cold night, and she borrowed one of their overcoats. They danced all night, and when it got late, she asked them to take her home. So they drove to her house and stopped and let her out. Suddenly, one of the boys remembered he had forgotten to ask her for his overcoat. His friend said, "Wait until tomorrow, we'll come back." The next morning, the boys returned to look for the girl. They found her mother, a very old woman, at home. She said that the girl was her daughter, but she'd been dead for 12 years. She had been killed in a car accident at the same corner. The old woman pointed to a cemetery down the road. Oh. Wow. That was something. What do you think? I'm like, that was pretty crazy. I had a feeling that, you know, we were gonna figure out that she was dead in the end, but the fact that the mom, like, they went to the house and the mom was like, "Yeah, it was right there," like, oof, that was spooky. Okay, we're going to now read story number 4. Let me know if you're having any fun with these. Let me know if think there should be something else I should be adding to this. You know, I'm open to suggestions. You know, anything friendly and helpful that will help me improve, you know, I don't mind. So yeah, if you have any suggestions, or if you would just like to hear something else, or you have a request, you know, you can let me know. I really don't mind. I like having new ideas and things that might add to the episode. So yeah, let me know. Okay, now we're going to move on to the 4th story. So let's head on over. This one is called The Cursed Doll. There was a little girl who really loved dolls. She had a big collection of them in her bedroom. One day, while she was browsing through a shop on her own, she spotted a really beautiful doll. It would make a perfect addition to her collection. She only hoped she had enough money to buy it. "How much is that doll, ma'am?" she asked the old woman behind the counter. "This doll is not for sale," replied the woman. "But it's so beautiful," said the girl. "I really want it." The old woman became irritated. "I told you it's not for sale," she said. "Why not?" persisted the girl. "Because this doll is cursed." Sorry if you hear any background noise. My dog is in my other studio chair next to me, and he keeps getting up and trying to readjust himself and get comfortable. He's an older dog, so I'm sorry about that. Anyways, okay, "why not?" persisted the girl. "Because the doll is cursed." "Well, that's okay. I don't mind." "Why would you not mind?" "I'm not going to sell it to you, but if you really must have it, go ahead and take it. It's yours. But if something bad happens, don't blame me." "Ah, yes, thank you," said the girl, smiling as she grabbed the doll and walked out of the shop. The little girl was so delighted to get the doll for free that she ran all the way home. Oh my god, this dog is not making my life easy right now. Okay, she ran home carrying it in her arms. When she got home to her apartment building, she went into the lobby. It was deserted. She stood there waiting for the elevator to arrive. The doors opened and she stepped inside, clutching her doll, her new doll, tightly. let's see. The doors closed, but the elevator did not move. The little girl got scared and began trembling with fear. OMG, she thought to herself, is this the curse of the doll? Oh my goodness. Can you lay down? Thank you. Sorry, I'm trying to finish the story and my dog is being extremely difficult and I don't want him to fall out of the chair. It's happened before because he's trying to adjust himself on this like pillow and then he slips off the chair and then I have to pick him back up. So again, I am sorry for the constant stopping. I just, you know. I'm trying to make sure the dog doesn't fall, and I also want to tell the story. So this one's probably really off now, but we're going to keep pushing through it because it's talking with cannabis. Nothing is done exactly by the book here. Okay. Suddenly, she felt the doll move in her arms. Ever so slowly, its head turned to face her. The little girl wanted to scream, but she couldn't make a sound. The doll's eyelids fluttered and opened. It stared at her with its lifeless glass eyes. Then its mouth opened and it said, "Push the button to go up, bitch." Wow, that is quite an ending. Let me know what you thought about that one. That one was quite interesting, to say the least. It's a slow build-up. And then the doll says something like totally like Hollywood cliche. Okay, we're going to read our last spooky story for this episode. But before we do that, we're going to take a pre-spooky story puff. So if you would like to join me with that, go ahead. If you would like to use this time to take care of something you need to take care of during this break, go ahead and do so. And I will be back in a moment and we will read our last spooky episode. Correction, spooky story, not spooky episode. Can't believe I messed up there. All right. For our final spooky story for this episode. Let's go ahead and pull it up. This one is called The High Beams. Like high beams on a vehicle. Here we go. As the woman drove down a deserted highway, she noticed a lone pair of headlights quickly approaching her car from behind. When the car came closer, she noticed that it was going to overtake her. The car drew up beside her, but then the driver suddenly swerved back behind her car. She started getting nervous and kept an eye on the strange car in her rearview mirror. He pulled up dangerously close to her rear bumper and began flashing his high beams at her. The headlights dimmed for a moment, but then the high beams flashed again, and the car behind her surged forward. The car followed her very closely, and on tight curves or over hills, he would flash his high beams on and off. The frightened woman struggled to keep her eyes on the road and fought the urge to keep looking at the car behind her. Finally, she approached her exit, but the car continued to follow, flashing the high beams again and again. The terrified woman took out her mobile phone and dialed 911. When the operator answered the phone, the woman screamed into the phone, "A car is following me. He keeps tailgating and blinking his lights at me." The woman gave her address, and in a few minutes she saw the red and blue lights of a police car in the distance. She breathed a sigh of relief as she pulled into her driveway, but suddenly the strange car pulled into the driveway behind her and began blinking its lights on and off like a maniac. The police car screeched to a halt on the woman's front lawn, and two police officers jumped out with their guns drawn. They pulled the man out of the strange car and forced him to lie face down on the lawn. Then they handcuffed him as he screamed, "There's someone in her car, there's someone in her car." The two policemen suddenly pointed their guns in the woman's direction and fired. The woman screamed, but when she turned around, she saw the bloody corpse of a murderer fall out of her back seat. There was a large butcher knife still clasped in his cold, dead hand. The police searched her back seat and found duct tape, a blindfold, and a pair of handcuffs lying there. The woman realized that the man in the strange car had been trying to save her. When the police released him, he explained that as he pulled up behind her car and his headlights lit up her back seat, he had seen a man with a butcher knife rising up behind her. Just as the madman was about to stab her, he flashed his high beams and the figure crouched back down. "I flashed my high beams every time I saw him raise the knife," he said.
Wow. That's fucking scary.
Wow, they really did save the scariest one for last. And what makes that one so scary is that this was a real person. This was not some entity or some spirit. This was someone you could actually, like, see. I mean, you could see, like, entities and stuff too sometimes, depending on the form. But, like, if you're not really intuitive with that, or they don't want to reveal themselves, you know, you see regular, alive people, like, every day. So, like, yeah, that was probably the scariest one for me, because it was a real human being with a knife, like, an actual murderer. Sorry, that was my dog. He was adjusting his seat again. But yeah, that was the scariest one for me. Like, holy shit. Like, that actually got me, like, freaked out. Like, fuck. I hope I don't get paranoid now. Okay, well, that was the last spooky story. It scared me pretty good. Let me know what you guys think. And we will be back soon with another episode here on Talking with Cannabis. I'm going to try to do 7 days of Halloween. So this would be episode 1. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. And yeah, I'll be back soon. Hopefully you guys can sleep tonight. I don't think I'll be able to. Okay, bye. Actually, let me try that again. Instead of bye, I don't know. Oh yeah, I usually say, "All right, y'all, I'ma head out. See you guys next time."